God meets with people.
I believe that this particular, which is a relatively psalm, or it is a relative, it is a short, it's only says, it is a companion to Psalm 27, and you can see that a little bit. You know, last month, dealing with the 120th Psalm, we talked about the Lord builds the house, they labor in who build it. And that means whatever house building, it be under the direction of the Lord. In verses 5 of that Psalm, we addressed how children are a heritage from the Lord, blessing, if you will, and how the arrows that are being toward. Well, we're going to continuation only in the 128. And so let's, with that a little bit around, go ahead, this particular psalm. It says, blessed is one who fears the Lord, who walks in His way. When you labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be with you. You shall be like a fruit in the very house. You're like olive plants on your table. Thus shall the blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you, Zion, and see the good of him all the days of life. May you see children's children. Peace be upon Israel. So here we have Psalm, the 108th Psalm. And it is, it deals with blessed who fears. As a matter of fact, that is actually twice. Verses 1 and verse 4. So as our study, we want a little bit about that. And of course, as is the case, this is a reminder. On occasions, we see the importance of fearing the Lord. And that is something that is very crucial in our lives. As servants of God, Christians today, was with the children. You know, if have a hope of being pleased with Him, it will be proper respect and reverence who God is. Dealing with the fear of the Lord, that is basic goal that we are to achieve. When we talk about what we think, those things that we are afraid of, often, whether in some cases, face our fears, but at times we avoid because we are full of them. I'm not convinced that how God wants us to Him, unless we are not what we. God does not want afraid of Him. He wants of Him. In order for us to love Him and respect Him the way that we ought to, we have to get a reverential in lives. As in Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 28, we quote from time. It says, since we are receiving which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may God acceptably with reverence and godly fear for our God a consuming serve Him with reverence and a godly fear. Proper respect with an honor that He deserves. And one thing that notices in the Old Testament, especially in the Psalms, Proverbs, and you have Psalms in your outline, as Ecclesiastes, many of the writings of Psalms through wisdom identified are for God. Psalms, whether it be other Psalms, we find the idea of the Lord. So take a few moments, notice some of the passages that deal with the fear of, before we react to this particular. We begin 19. This is a Psalm that with the law of the Lord, or the God. Verse number 7, and he perfect converting this, and he talks about the fear of the Lord is sure, the fear of the Lord are right, the commandments of the Lord are pure. And in verse 9, says, the fear of the Lord is clean and forever. Proper reverence for God will cause us to His Word with a gratitude. Psalm 111, and in verse 10, read in that particular chair, it says, in verse number 10, fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom. Understanding has who do commandments, His praise forever. The Lord is where wisdom is. That is an observation for us to understand. It is for God that caused seek to study His work with desire to prove it, what it has, rather than to put something that is not there and twist rather than its meaning. Similar to that, Proverbs 1 and in verse 7, we hear that Solomon says, fear of the Lord, beginning of knowledge. So just the beginning of wisdom in our class this morning, we talked a little bit about this between wisdom, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. No need to do, but despise them. Action. In 8, verse number 13, and in verse number 13, we read here, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and in the evil way, perverse mouth. The reverence of God despise those things evil. They despise things which are contrary to His will. In Proverbs 10 and in verse 7, this particular psalm here, the Lord prolongs day, but the years of will be shortened. It gives us saves, if you will, and think of many ways and knows what's best, if this is concerned. And if we will listen, shall we save us out of trouble? In many instances, keep us from doing things. Similarly, Proverbs 14, 26 and 20, we read, that in the fear of the Lord, there is confidence, and His children will place of rest. The fear of is a fountain of life to turn away from the snares. It brings to us the descriptions. And we see all of these that emphasize the importance of fearing God. In addition to that, Saul, in the book of Ecclesiastes, What is the conclusion that he reads as we read the last two verses book? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 13 and 14. Solomon there, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Hear God and His commandment, for this is all, or I should say, this is the duty of man. Fear God and keep commandment, for God will work into judgment any secret thing, whether good or evil. In Proverbs 3, verse 23 and number 17, we read over here, Proverbs 20, verse number 17. In this particular text, it says, do not heart envy sin, but be zealous of the fear of the Lord all the day. All day long is for His fear. And in Ecclesiastes 8, verse number 12, Ecclesiastes chapter verse number 12, we observe, though a son does evil 100 times, days are prolonged, yet I surely that it will be well with those who fear God, fear before Him. The wicked can be evil all, but it's going to be well for if fear the Lord. And so that's the two that we need to have where the of the Lord is concerned. And other passages added to these, but sufficient for the time. Well, the next though, going back to what that he says there, is everyone who the Lord, who is in His way. I just ask the question, how does one fear the Lord? That's right there. The Lord is found in His way. And those things cannot be separated from one another. If you fear God, you obey Him. You do that which He would to do. And I appeal to John, first epistle of 1 John, where over and John is raising our need to His commandment, to do those things that He wants to do. Example, in John chapter 2, in 1 chapter 2, beginning in verse 4, there, that John, we actually begin in verse, now by this we know Him, for we keep His command. He who says to Him and does not commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in Him. But whoever keeps Him, truly the love perfected in Him. By this we know that we know Him. He abides in Himself also to walk, just as He walked. In the fear of the Lord, walking in His way. We are following the rule of our Lord Jesus. We are keeping His commandments. To say that God, as He says in here, to say that God and keep His commandment is to be literally in 5. In chapter 5, in verse number, you read here, but we know, love the children of when we love God and His commandments. This is the Lord that we commandments. And His commandments are not wrong. That's how we show that we love. And that is related to our fear. As a matter of fact, we go back to 1 John 4, verse number 17, where John emphasized before this, he says, love has acted among us in this, that we may have the day of judgment, because as He is in this world, there is no fear of, but love cast fear, because fear and judgment. But He is, has not been tricked in love. He loved Him, because He first loved. And I notice occasions I have sized the difference between fear God and loving God. And they're related to one another. When we fear the way that we ought to, and with reverence and a proper respect, that is going to lead to obedience. Time is going to reach where we begin to not be fear because of love. And the greater for God is, the less we have to be fear of Him. And that's really kind of described affected love out fear. And then finally, in 3 John, verse 4, John describes, I rejoiced when brethren came and died of the truth, that is, just as you can the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear children in. When we fear, what we're going to do? We're going to walk in. We are going to be in days of truth. And that is how this begins. And as I've already noted, the same thing in verse number, walks in His ways as the Lord. Of course, the one thing about Him in verse the way that it actually be is it says, blessed is the one who walks, or the Lord. Blessed is the one who fears. And the idea of that blessed is to have her shown up. Truly, God is going to is the one who follows after Him. And when you put this context of children of Israel, during those times when they were obedient to God, they perished as a nation. And that promise that the Lord made to Israel, Moses, if you remain faithful, the blessings you will enjoy. Incidentally, he repeated promises to Solomon. If you will obey my voice, I will bless you. And basically, will bless you abundantly. What the psalmist is acknowledging in this particular He's in His, and that is the key. And we'll have more to that as we go through the. But then He makes this in verse 2, where, and I describe 2 through 4 as the home of the godly. And this is kind of together with the previous such. And He makes there that when the labor of you shall be, and it shall be well with you. Bless God, all things will be with you. And be happiness, and you will have this as you eat that have provided for you. And what we see in this is the being provided. And again, this goes a promise is being made if they will, in walking in his, the promise that he would provide them, and they would have plenty. They would not be lacking. But at the same time, also see inscription of contentment. You see the idea of a section that will in just they are seeking serve him. I'm reading Proverbs 15 in verse number 6. Proverbs 15 in verse number 6, where Solomon did, that the fear of the Lord take treasure with someone of the Lord. It's not about how much you have. It's content with what you have. You know, the relation of world, actual. We're talking Timothy chapters, and in verse 6, that godless with content is gain. Of course, Paul then enters into a where he talks about we need to be content wherever we are, and in what chapter 4. And he talks the dangers of not content in 9 and 10 of chapter 6. The trap and this they fall into. So we find it dealing with the idea of where our lives are concerned. And help, but as I said, putting it into the context of dealing with one's lives or with one's home, you know, he talks about the wise children in the next verse. I see content home. Let me ask you, what does a God want for his home? I'll tell you, it's not houses. That's not what the God man wants. The godly man wants his family is close together, love him, they love one another, love God together. And they are brought in types of ways. That's what makes a home. It's not about what you have. We have homes that they have hardy thing of this world. As a matter of fact, those world possessions, hey, don't they? They stand in the happiness. Quite often when we provide everything children want, never enough. Discontented in a family and miserable. You have the father miserable and the mother that is miserable. And incidentally, the children are miserable because then trained what's more. That's what in a family. And when I see the idea of the one's labor in verse 9, you eat the labor hands and you shall be happy and it shall be well. Think about the father puts forth establishing their family. A husband and a wife toward other with a relationship. That's where the happiness is. And back to 127, Psalm 27. Children are a heritage from the Lord. You have that idea. I see something else that just to my mind. I don't know specifically what Psalmist is talking about. Wise. There's contentment where you stay within. And that's talking about the satisfied with his wife and the wife satisfied with her husband. As you read in such as Proverbs 5 and in verse 19, and we're not in the entire context passage, it says, your fountain be blessed and rejoice, wife of youth. Satisfied family that you have, and thank God for the faith that you have. That's one thing that I see when we are following the love of God. And as a result, all is well. All is well. We know God is in where this world is concerned. This thing going back to our that he's as you're satisfied with your labor, says there in verse number 3, your wife be like a fruit vine, very heart of your house. Wife will be, and that's the desire that you have there of a fruitful vine. And this is the house that God fears the Lord in his ways. Husband and wife have a relationship. The husband and have a happy relationship. And it's not what our sister wants to hear. Husband and the wife finds their roles. And they fill their roles within that home. And that's one makes it happy. It realizes their responsibility. And I know that the sort of abundant things come to home. Example in 1 Peter 3, chapter 3, verse 2. This particular text, wives will be submissive to husbands. Even if some do not order, they would out be won by the of their wives. Observe your chain conduct, accompanied by fear. Accompanied by the Lord. And then verse number 7 of that. And they continue about the example of them. Even though it says, husbands likewise dwell with your wife's understanding, honor to the wife, as to the weaker vessel, being heirs together of life, that heirs may not nurt. Husbands that love their wives. Husbands that should understand their wives. And as the needs of, and seek to provide
that wives need, just as the wife seeks which needs.
So they are there for another. They are pleasing another where these things are concerned. Find it in Timothy chapter 2, number 15. You have in the passage here, it tells us concerning the woman, nevertheless saved in child, they continue in faith, holiness, with all. And the idea, I think that says that a woman wants to have children saved, but it says that she understands responsibility. She understands her plan, fulfills that. She understands his plan and fulfills that. I'm a virtuous woman. Proverbs 1, verse 10. And we're not going to read all that, but describes the woman or the virtuous, and you what she does firmly in that text. How she provides, how she's there, and how by her husband's side, her husband prays her, and her husband prays her, have happy home. Going back to 1:28, you have a fruitful, very heart of your house. In addition to that, the next thing that we read about that is that your children will be all plants, or your children are olive plants all around your table. And I would tell you right now, I don't know a lot about olives or plants, but I'll tell you what the commentator said about it. The commentator, you basically, when you plant the plant or the tree or what, the sprout around it. It's the type of a plant that sprouts are going to grow outside of it and around the arena. And that this is a of growing. This is a description of family that is productive. You might say, you know, how about in Psalm 1, happy is the one who has ever full of his children, have the abundance thrived in us. Now, just as this just clearly defined the role in wife, soldiers define the role of the and child. Talks about how children are to be all where their parents are concerned. In Ephesians chapter 1-3, you read there, children, obey your parents in the Lord for right. Honor father and mother, which is the commandment with promise, may be well with you, may live long on the earth. Children are to honor their they are to be full where parents are concerned. Proverbs 1 and verse 28, they praise their mother. That description that you hear in that text. And in chapter 6 and in verse 20, in verse number 20, you read in that particular, my son, your father's command, and do not the law of mother. Obedience. That's the sense of that text. And that's this fit where the children are growing up and living, making the house more healthy. And of course, where you learn and responsibility, also have parents. You have responsibilities that you give some consideration to. Here's that is the godly child. It is the parents who is the children to hear the Lord and walk in His ways. In chapter 6, and in verse number, you read there concerning father, do not provoke your wrath, but bring up in the training and admonition of 2 Timothy 5, and in chapter 3, verse, that describes Timothy's faith. And where did it come from? From other Lois and his grandness. From child he had known the scriptures, able to make his unto salvation, was in the home where he learned to follow after God. Proverbs 22 and verse, and this is the child in the way that he is old, he will not depart. And the blessed house, that's the house it ought to be. It's a home based on fear of the Lord and in our text. And then from these descriptions, again you have in verse number 4, talks about, they shall the man be blessed, fears the Lord. There's one more interesting observation to be made here, number 3, where children, olive plants around. And of course, Isaiah there is, family is together, and the happiness and the blessed family. But I help but think about, when I read this about the table, and the important table in the pack of the table in the home. Not that there isn't a table. Most have a table, two or three. But most of the time, in many homes, eat is at the small table that's under the television set, where they're not eating with one another. I cannot be reminded of the importance of being together and eating a meal, turning off the television, and just talking with one another. And I guess you should say that if you're going to do that. Turn off the cell phones, the iPads, the ads, the water electronic device you might have running pocket. Talk with one another. Communicate. That's a part of a fears God. Because we are sharing these things one. And so that's what this. Now that brings us to two verses, this particular Psalm 4 and 5. May the Lord bless Zion. May you see the good Jerusalem all days of life. Now we've noted on occasions, the term Zion is a description of Jerusalem physically, but see the term Zion typically comes to mind is a more special description of that. Spiritual aspect. Boy, I typically term Zion the place where it meets with people. The Lord, or Yahweh, but God meets with. For Israel happened to be Jerusalem. For be in a number of different. It could be our homes. Assemble together with the Lord. And these, we're the Lord in our midst. And of course, if you have a nation that is to be pleasing, they're going to Jerusalem to keep. And of course, the ending here is they're doing that attitude. And these are times when they are subject to the will of God. It's genuinely for it. This desire that the bless the city, that the Lord bless Zion, with people meet together. Well, let me ask you this, just physically, dwell in the presence. And what does it mean to dwell in the presence of our 18th Psalm? Only five. This particular Psalm, David asks, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks upright and works right, speaks the truth of his heart. He who does right with his tongue, evil to his neighbor. Does he take up a reproach his friend? Eyes a vile person, spies, honors those who forward. He hears to his own hurt and change. He who not put out his money at misery, nor to bribe against the enemy. He who these things shall be moved. Who's now in the presence of God? The one type of character. Psalm verse 3 talks about them in his presence have a clean, pure heart, clean hands and a pure. So, about that, we find the of this, we go into Psalm 1, the Lord bless out of Zion. You see the good of all days of your life. And that's a simple prayer that blessing continues. That it not temporal blessing. That the Lord bless as they please. I'm going to tell you right now that this comes with a deep devotion to God. When you have a that fears God, blessing last. And you have a family that fears blessing will last. And the deeper the dedication, the deeper the devotion, the longer it will last. Some interesting case study in the Old Testament about, you know, look at the faith of Abraham and how it was Isaac and Jacob and his sons. David, at least through the life of Solomon, or much of the life. You have an idea of that faith. But I'll tell you, it depends upon faith. And to permit a discussion, but you can look at the bonomy, look at the warnings Moses gave forward, or gave through Moses, concerning their faith. And if they remained to God, he would, if they became less, they'd be cursed. And that is repeat. Solomon dedicates the temple. The Lord appears to Solomon a second time and makes the prune. If people are faithful, I will bless you. But if not, they will be cursed. This is a prayer of where they are concerned. And of the next point that after he says there, verse 6, he says, yet may you be your children. You ever hear the expression, and prosper? You know, that's the idea, what that is in that particular stance. I'm reminded of 17 and verse 6, children are the crown of the old man, of old men, and the glory is their father. Children's children is down. When you have to live, see your grandchildren, maybe even your grandchildren. Because of the prosper. That's what? One. And what it means, long blessing. Prolonged blessing. You know, sadly, when you look at Israel, their blessings exist. And not because God wasn't willing to bless, because they were not willing to glorify God. They were not willing to God and walk His ways. The children of Israel, in the land of Canaan, Judges chapter 2 or 10, it talks about Joshua and all generation died there. Another generation not know God. The next nation turned away from God. When I read about children ground the Word of God, that what comes to my mind is the danger concerning those things. And I ask them, what are leaving our children? I tell you right now, for grounding, extend for generations. When it's genuinely Lord, establish a household is clearly for household and last beyond the of your children or children's. And this is the rule for us to come. Let me tell you right now that you say there's an older generation of Christians that are at the directions that the church is going. It's because of the cause and the weakness that in some of the generation. Churches, they'll not stand for the truth. Churches that will preach, that needs to be preached. They see moral standards eroding, degraded, greatest and the greatest. They see churches that are more concerned about how popular being accepted by it than being by God. Churches more interested in words than in where God learned. And the older generation that's concerned future of the church. I'm going to tell you right now that it's to be a church of Christ, what it ought to be, next generation of parents. It's up to us to instill godly values in their children. I make no apology preaching the types of sermon preaching the last few Sundays. We need this. And I know that you are willing to do those lessons because I tell you, there are Christ that don't want to hear us. There are churches that don't want to hear those lessons. Because then somebody. And those are growing weaker and weaker. And doctor. And I'll say this to parents. You know, parents might that when it stands up here and tells you, you shouldn't let your children some of the school's dances, palms, and things. Maybe you ought to be about how short thing is. And you think about those. Maybe you're concerned about the movie that your children go to. Who does he eat with? Where they go? And preachers just sitting there meddling, thinking about these things. But understand, children need to hear, and the future of the Lord's church depends on their future. Whether or not your children's grow up faithful depends on it. And that's why it's important that we preach things. Children need taught what it means to fear God, and how that's related to keeping His commandments. Exactly what we need. I've said this before, and as I bring this lesson to its conclusion, if our sister returned to God, it'd be about an election. It's going to be about the home. About homes, returning, or back to God, raising godly, changing society, family at a time. And if it don't start with us, it's going to start. That's a blessing of this in our psalm. And thus he can... the request, the benefit, peace be able. And the same thing. May peace be upon the Israel of God. Peace be upon your faith as we strive to be all that He would have to be. That's in yours. Open your now. Number 98. Surrender all. We all offer an in those who are in need coming to God. Whether it be one who is the gospel, even him, will you give your sins? Confess Jesus as God and be baptized for your sins. For the remission of your sins. If you are a child of God and you have not the way that you ought to, surrender and return to Him. He demands. There is some way that we come forward and stand.